with Mary, the Virgin, holy angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, pray for me. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
House in which they were. Then there appeared
Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are great indeed. How manifold are your works, O Lord. The earth is full of your creatures. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. If you take away their breath, they perish and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord be glad in his word. Pleasing to him be my theme. I will be glad in the Lord. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. A
reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. As the body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, and we were all given to drink of one Spirit. The Word of the Lord.
Please join us in singing 200, Come, O Holy Spirit, as the Pentecost sequence, 200.
Come, O Holy Spirit, come, and from your celestial home, shed
The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. We are born of the Spirit. Brothers and sisters, today we celebrate a great feast in our faith, the feast of the Pentecost. We celebrate our birthday as a church that took place at Pentecost after the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles. Right from the beginning, in the first reading, we are shown the fruits of the Holy Spirit. We are told that our differences, rather than dividing us, are our strengths when united by the Spirit. Do you have an experience of being in a place when no one speaks your language? Then all of a sudden, there emerges someone who speaks your language. I think joy and comfort will certainly fill your heart. A similar experience happened when the Spirit descended on the apostles. All who had come to Jerusalem to celebrate Pentecost began to understand the apostles, though they spoke a different language. As we read in the book of Genesis, at the Tower of Babel, sin divided people by making them speak different languages. Here at Pentecost, the Spirit unites them to worship the same God in unison. This indicates that the gospel is meant for all people. The Spirit is not confined to a particular group of people or language. He blows wherever he will. The Spirit, who is still at work in us, calls us to live and preach love, peace, unity in our time. As St. Paul has told us in the second reading, we have received different gifts from the Spirit, but meant to develop the entire body of Christ, which is the church. One is a preacher, another one is a consoler, another one is an organizer, another one is a musician, and so on. But all these gifts have been given to us so that we build one body of Christ, strong, enough to stand the test of time. Brothers and sisters, today in a special way, we are invited to reflect on the way we use our gifts. Are they for our individual benefit, or they are intended for the good of the entire church? Today, there is a tendency of some people realizing their giftedness, like having the gift of counseling. And what do? They make sure that they get the best of this by advertising themselves, telling other people, come to us. There is something special with us. So today, St. Paul is inviting us to reflect on the way we use our gifts. What are they intended for? For the entire church? For the whole body of Christ? Or for some of us as individuals? Secondly, do we respect gifts given to others, or we feel jealous that some people have been gifted in some way? Today, the Spirit reminds us that all our gifts are from God, are from the same Spirit, and if we use them for the glory of God and for the salvation of souls, then we have done the right thing. In the Gospel, Jesus appears to his disciples who are in hiding and offers them the gift of peace. In other words, he offers them the abundance of God in their lives. He says, "Peace be with you." Remember, these are the people who denied they had seen him. Peter 3 times said, "I don't know this man," while others ran away.
during the crucifixion. But this time Jesus comes to these people, he doesn't blame them for anything. So he forgives them immediately. And then he gives them the presence of God in their lives. He forgives them, and again he gives them the power to forgive. Brothers and sisters, forgiving and forgiveness are at the center of our mission as Christians. We cannot go ahead with grudges and then pretend to be doing the will of God. With grudges, we cannot say we can do anything. No. So the first step to being a good missionary is first of all to accept that God forgives me of the past that was not pleasing to him. And also to forgive all those we work with. We are not working in a saintly community. Therefore, always we need to bear with one another and to forgive each other in case of any mistakes. Healing and peace begin with forgiveness. A forgiven person will feel peace at heart and will be able to forgive, and therefore will be able to do what St. Paul has said, using our gifts. Then we can be able to say, oh, the Lord is always for me. The Lord has forgiven me. Now how can I be there for the church? What can I offer, depending on how I was gifted? The Spirit forgives us and enables us to forgive others, thus empowering us to carry on the mission of Jesus. More than ever, my brothers and sisters, we are called upon to be a sign of peace, a sign of the clarity of the gospel message, so that it can bring peace to the hearts of people. Today, many people claim to have the gifts of the Spirit. At home, a few years ago, there emerged a group that was known as the Movement for the Restoration of the Ten Commandments. This was a cult headed by an ex-catechist. He had a lot to preach about how to follow God and how to be strict on the Ten Commandments. And one day he woke up and said, "You see, my brothers and sisters, the Spirit has directed me to interpret the Word of God in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 44 to 45. Here, the first Christian community lived together. They owned everything in common, and they would sell everything and bring the money at the feet of the apostles. And he said, look here, I stand here in the name of the apostles. So, go, sell everything you have, and then you shall have everything in heaven. When they had sold everything, he gathered them in a big building, locked every door, and set them, and told them it was time to go to heaven because everything has been surrendered to God. And then finally, he set them on fire. About 700 people perished in the fire. And the man disappeared up to today to some unknown place. Brothers and sisters, we are here to safeguard the church by spreading the gospel of Christ. Not the gospel that is intended for selfish reasons. More than ever before, we who are here, we who are baptized, we who are confirmed, have the duty to do this. St. Paul, in his second letter to Timothy, chapter 1, verse 6, has this to say: put fan into flame the gift of the Spirit that you received at the time I laid my hands on you. May we fan into flame our gifts that we received at our confirmation and baptism, in order to preach the true gospel for the glory of God and the salvation of God. of souls.
Let us now rise to profess our faith. I believe in God, the Almighty,
Maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God.
His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. Let us now present our prayers and petitions to the Lord.
For the Church, that the Holy Spirit may continually refresh us in our faith and our ministry, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That neither language nor culture prove a barrier to the spread of the gospel and the growth of the Church. We pray to the Lord. That the gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit spread and increase here and throughout the world. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That members of this parish family, St. Benedict, St. Alphonsus, and St. John, filled with the Holy Spirit, proclaim the good news of Christ Jesus in word and action. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, may they live forever in the spirit of eternal life. We pray to the Lord. In silence, we pray to the God of mercy for our own needs and for the special intentions of others.
Lord, be always the beginning and the end of all we do and say. Prompt our actions with your Spirit and complete them with your all-powerful help. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please join us in singing 436. Send out your Spirit. 436.
The sun to rise and light our way.
Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that as promised by your Son, the Holy Spirit may reveal to us more abundantly the hidden mystery of this sacrifice, and graciously lead us into all truth through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for bringing your Paschal mystery to completion. You bestowed the Holy Spirit today on those you made your adopted children by uniting them to your only begotten Son. This same Spirit, as the Church came to birth, opened all peoples the knowledge of God and brought together the many languages of the earth in the profession of the one faith. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memory of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Leo, our Pope, and Paul, our bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, especially those for whom we pray today, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. at the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, My peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Let us pray. O God, who bestow heavenly gifts upon your church, safeguard, we pray, the grace you have given, that the Spirit, that the gift of the Holy Spirit poured upon her may retain all its force, and that this spiritual food may gain her abundance of eternal redemption through Christ our Lord.
Just a few announcements before the final blessing. We're getting ready for our parish family barbecue, which is July 13th, and we need volunteers to help make it a success. You'll find a QR code on the poster in the vestibule to sign up and help. For those who are curious about our Catholic faith, please come to an OCIA inquiry session on Monday, June 23rd at 7 p.m. at St. Benedict. Whether you're just exploring or know someone who's exploring, it's a good opportunity to ask questions and learn more. If you know a family looking for a caring, high-quality school, please invite them to consider St. Benedict Catholic School. Their brochure is in the vestibule. We're at 44% of our goal for the annual Catholic appeal. Thank you to all of those who have already made their donations, and we continue to invite everyone to prayerfully consider making a gift if you haven't done so. There's a QR code in the bulletin, and envelopes are available in the pews. Thank you for your support. We also extend a summer challenge to our parishioners to bring a friend to worship. The church is kept alive by witness, and we'd like to encourage parishioners to invite anyone who's searching for a home, for fellowship, or for mission to our parish. Tomorrow we celebrate the life of Paul Ladniak, husband of Carolyn Ladniak. All are invited to attend the Mass of Christian Burial tomorrow at 11. And then finally, all are welcome to coffee and donuts after this Mass in St. Benedict Cafeteria. Thanks.
The Lord be with you.
May
the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Mass is ended. Let us go to love and serve the Lord.
Please join us in singing 440, Come Holy Ghost, number 440.